Metal Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. The one and only Gary Holt of Exodus on the show with us this week. What's up, man?
How are you doing?
I'm great. I haven't talked to you in a really long time, and you've obviously been a busy man.
Yeah, a little bit. Sometimes a little too busy, but you know, there's worse problems a person can have. You know?
Absolutely.
Too much metal, you know? I can't complain. It's awesome.
And, you know, you've obviously, we're out there and have been out there playing, with Slayer. I got to ask you, like, what surprised you most about the Slayer catalog now that you're playing the songs and maybe that you never realized before when you listened to the albums?
The real surprise, I guess I'd have to say, is I've been doing it, the Slayer thing, long enough that, you know, I've been able to, like, you know, start kind of thinking musically the way they think when they write a song, you know, because, like, when I'd learned some of the stuff early on, you know, I'd learn little parts wrong because I'd learn them the way I'd write them, you know, like note selection and stuff like that. So I've kind of learned how, like, you know, Carrie and Jeff wrap their heads around riffs. So now, you know, I'm able to, like, much more easily pick up those little, like, idiosyncrasies of theirs, you know, just their little weird ways of, like, writing riffs that make Slayer Slayer, you know?
Totally. It's Full Metal Jackie with Gary Holt of Exodus hanging out with us on the show tonight. Right now, a new one from Whitechapel. Their album, Our Endless War, will be out April 29th. This is The Saw Is the Law. That was Animals as Leaders with Tooth and Claw from their album, The Joy of Motion, which comes out on Tuesday. Full Metal Jackie, Gary Holt of Exodus, with us on the show this week. Obviously, you're going to be putting in some overtime with Slayer and Exodus and Suicidal Tendencies, doing a run of dates together in May. Mentally and physically, what sort of training regimen is in order to prepare for so much onstage carnage?
You know, it's really the actual playing twice a night, you know, and I've done it already with Slayer and Exodus when we did the Slayer Rob Zombie Exodus dates, I think year before last. You know, you might have to deal with fingertip soreness and things like that. You know, the main thing is, like, after the first set, it's not Miller time yet, so to speak, you know. It's not time to, like, you know, relax and have a couple of shots and a drink. You still got another show to do. And other than that, you know, the old age gets in the way. You know, my joints aren't so good anymore. You know, I got a bad hip and it's being on your feet that much longer, you know, can be a little, like, a little painful. But, you know, it's like you just got to pace yourself, you know.
Full Metal Jackie with Gary Holt of Exodus. Coming up, new music from Triptychon, which is the band that features former Hellhammer, Celtic Frost, singer, guitarist, and main songwriter Tom Gabriel Fisher, a.k.a. Tom Gabriel Warrior. Justice Weekly Pick from the Pit and more with Gary Holt. It's all on the way. That was Obsession and Only the Strong Will Survive from their first EP, Martial Law. It's Full Metal Jackie. Gary Holt of Exodus is with us on the show, and you've been working on the next Exodus album during a bit of downtime from Slayer. What's the best thing and the worst about having such a tight window to write and record an album?
I always work really well under pressure. You know, I don't like it. You know, one of these years, one of these decades, it'd be nice to, like, feel like, you know, I had this leisurely time to, like, write. But, you know, I think that works against, you know, what makes Exodus Exodus, you know. You know, because for one, I get bored with my own music. You know, if I'm working on something too long, you know, I question it and I want to write something else. You know, it's just better if I just kind of go with my gut feeling on things, you know. And the songs that, you know, so far, everything's just coming out completely crushing. I mean, it's like new level heavy, you know. It's like awesome. I'm super excited. But yeah, I don't like to spend, you know, a million years writing and in the studio. I want to get in and get it done.
Full Metal Jackie with Gary Holt of Exodus. Quick break still to come this hour. The Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. And we'll have Gary pick a tune after this. Full Metal Jackie, Gary Holt of Exodus is with us on the show. And obviously, because you've been, so busy doing all the touring and everything you've been doing, does having a very specific time frame make songwriting and recording more methodical, like clocking in from 9 to 5?
Yeah, I pretty much start my day, you know, as far as writing goes, I start it very early in the day. You know, my wife gets up and she's a student, leaves her school at 7:30, and I start writing at 7:30. You know, I treat it like a day job. I get up, but you know, the good thing is I'm able to put it to bed by the end of the day, and I tend to get really OCD about song writing, and I don't really shut it off well. But I'm actually getting better at that now. You know, family time, and I don't have to sit there constantly with the wheels spinning and writing riffs in my head all night. You know.
Full Metal Jackie, Gary Holt of Exodus with us on the show. Quick break coming up. The Death Clock, Brutal Pick of the Week. Bring Me the Horizon and Shadow Moses. The Death Clock, Brutal Pick of the Week before that. Full Metal Jackie, Gary Holt of Exodus with us on the show. Again, Slayer, Exodus, and Suicidal Tendencies doing a run of dates together in May. And I got to tell you, and I'm sure so many people told you this, when that was announced, it was like, head exploded. I mean, awesome lineup. Really excited about that. Really excited to hear more about the upcoming Exodus record. And appreciate you being on the show again, Gary. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure.
Anything else we have to look forward to this year?
Oh, well, you know, the as you just mentioned, the Slayer Suicidal Exodus dates, you know. And everybody just, you know, it's only like six shows in there. And I'm getting, my phone was blown up immediately by friends as far away in Australia, you know, pleading that this has to make it their way. You know? So, but yeah, I'm totally excited. You know, I get to play with, you know, my band for most of my life, the guys who have become as much my family as anybody, and Slayer. And I get to hang out with Mr. Muir and Clark, you know, two old guys that I have toured with before back in 91, 92, you know. And so that's going to be totally awesome. I can't wait.
Fantastic. Well, looking forward to it. I'm sure I'll see you soon. And again, thanks so much for taking the time, Gary.
My pleasure. Thank you.
It's Full Metal Jackie, and we've got more metal on the way.